This is John Walden speaking. We're studying in the Psalms, and I'd like to talk about Psalm 103 a little bit just now, a wonderful psalm of praise. The word bless means to make glad. The Psalms begin with the blessed man. Blessed is the first word of the book of the Psalms and is used very often. Seems strange to think that we could make the Lord glad, but this is very true. You and I can wish for Him and make for Him gladness by our thankful hearts. If you've never received the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you haven't made God glad. And your death will not make Him glad, for He says, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But if you would repent, if you would come to Christ, if you would receive the Lord as your Savior, there would be joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repents. We who are believers can make the Lord glad. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. This is the word Jehovah, the covenant-keeping God. Sometimes you hear people say, I thank my lucky stars. Or take the credit to themselves. Or say, well, our family are all like this. We're real keen people. We're intelligent people. But a Christian says, bless the Lord. Give the credit to Him. Many today are unthankful. The Lord said this would happen in the closing days, and the very next word in that list of things is unholy. So unthankfulness and unholiness are going together in our day. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Now, this is not quite the same as saying, remember all His benefits. We can't remember them all, but we certainly should not forget them all. What are these benefits? Well, the top of the list is forgiveness. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Have you had your sins forgiven? Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. That's in the book of the Acts, 13:38-39. The forgiveness of sins is a marvelous thing, and it can only be ours through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. But He does many other nice things for us, and we have a whole list of the good things that are done here. It's wonderful to have your life redeemed, as He mentions in verse 4. 1 Peter 1:18-19 says, For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, from your vain conversation or empty way of living, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. To redeem means to buy back, and the Lord has bought us back at the cost of His own life's blood. He saves us from a wasted life. And then He tells us that He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Loving kindness is only said of God in the Bible. His character is love, and He shows His love by His kindness, in spite of the fact that Satan has maligned Him and tried to make people believe that God doesn't love them. Yes, He does, and His loving kindnesses are showered on us, not only at salvation, but day by day. Mercies are mentioned 4 times in this psalm. The tender mercies, here in verse 4, tell us of the quality of the mercy. Now, we might expect that mercy of this high quality, tender mercy, would be limited. But verse 8 says, The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. And not only so, but He tells us in verse 11, For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. Just as God's thoughts are high above our thoughts, as the heaven is above the earth, So the greatness of God's mercy exceeds all human mercy. We're told in the book of the Proverbs that the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. And even the tender mercies of Christians can't compare with this great mercy. And then in verse 17, he says, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. That is, it endures for eternity upon them that fear him. And his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant. That is, God's salvation is only offered to those who are willing to accept it. And this tender mercy of the Lord satisfies us, because he tells us that he satisfies thy mouth with good things, in verse 5, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. There is nothing quite so soul-satisfying as the great kindness of God. Now, don't limit this to earthly things. Let's don't be materialistically minded. It means a great deal more to be blessed with spiritual blessings than with earthly ones. And our youth can be renewed, just as an eagle's youth is renewed by receiving new feathers and new beak and new claws year after year. So Christians can be kept young and strong and vigorous spiritually because of God's constant kindness to us. Now, from verses 6 to 14, we have a list of God's doings for us. And here again, forgiveness is most prominent. If you haven't had the forgiveness of sins, you certainly are not enjoying the rest that God has to offer to us. In verses 15 and 16, he refers to man as being like the grass. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Now that's the way man is. What is God like? In verse 19, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Is it possible that a great God like this could care for such insignificant creatures as ourselves, who are just like the grass of the field? Somebody said that God couldn't possibly think about an individual, for he said, our world is just a speck in the universe, and I'm only a speck on that speck. Well, the Lord Jesus told us that even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Does God care about us? Of course he does. He's interested in us. He's concerned about us. He loves us. Now he tells us in the 19th verse, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens. What a wonderful God we have. How majestic. God is the ruler. Have you bowed the knee to him? Have you accepted his lordship? Are you willing for him to have the say-so in your life? Or are you a rebel against him? Let me tell you, no one has ever yet rebelled against God and won the battle. Far better for you to throw down your arms and surrender. Acknowledge his greatness. The Lord Jesus Christ came in lowliness and suffered and died in your place on the cross. But he's coming back the next time, not as the lamb, but as the lion of the tribe of Judah. Not only is he great, but he is loving and kind, and we love him in return. And so this psalm begins with the bless the Lord, and it ends with the bless the Lord. The last three verses, 20, 21, 22, begin with the same word, bless the Lord. Now, he asks that the angels bless the Lord, that excel in strength and do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. There are both kinds of angels, those who bless the Lord and those who have taken sides with Satan, the fallen angels who are lost. These, of course, are the believing angels, the faithful angels, the unsinning angels. These are the angels who join in blessing the Lord and praising his name in the glory, and will do so forever. And just as there are two kinds of angels, the fallen ones and the faithful ones, so among men there are two classes. Now all of us are fallen to begin with, but then when we receive Christ as our Savior, some of us are saved. others are lost. How is it with you? Have you received Christ as your Savior? Can you join in this? Bless the Lord, all ye His hosts. Are you among His hosts? Do you belong to Him? Ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. Now, the word minister just means servant, and all Christians want to be the ministers of Christ. All of us want to serve Him. And if we do love Him, and if we do want to serve Him, we should be happy for the privilege of blessing His name. Bless the Lord, all His works, in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Everything joins in praising the Lord. Creation is going to join in this in the days when the Lord comes back to reign upon this earth. Everything that God has made in all of His creation, the inanimate creation that I'm referring to, joins in blessing the Lord and giving praise to His name. We're told that even the heavens and the earth and all of creation show His handiwork and honor and glorify Him, all except His fallen creatures. Are you in rebellion against Him? Would you like to turn to Him? Christians bless Him gladly. Rebels will be forced to bow the knee in the coming day. Don't put off this matter of getting right with the Lord. Turn to Him in honest repentance and acknowledgement that you are a sinner. Be willing for Him to give you this great blessing of forgiveness that we read about in the beginning of this psalm in verse 3. He'd like to forgive all your iniquities. Let's thank Him. Blessed Lord, we thank Thee for all that Thou hast done for us at Calvary and since, for Thou art alive forevermore. Thou art to be blessed and honored and praised, and we're glad to join.